And welcome to WBGV 92.5 FM, Eddie Fury View, broadcasting live on 92.5 WBGV and also streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Mikey, I think that weather played early.
That weather did play early, a bit early.
For once it went early.
There you go. That weather, steamy night on a Friday night.
All right, we are broadcasting live on 92.5 for high school eight-player football. It's the MHSAA playoffs. Broadcasting live from Brown City High School. We also are simulcasting the Martlet at Harbor Beach game through the Thumbtucketer Sports Network on WTGV 97.7 FM.
Yeah, it's playoff time, so that means we have coverage.
So we want to thank the staff here. We're back here for the second straight week, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Here for high school eight-player football action. It's the regional semifinal in Division One. The Brown City Green Devils hosting Carson City Crystal. Got a lot of great info on these guys. So a great stat report through at least eight games, sometimes just one missing. It's a little warm and humid today.
It is over 70 degrees.
We had a rain, the last two, 3 weeks?
Yeah, so, pretty much every day, all day.
All right, Mikey feeling a little tired. He's been working hard, and he'll be working again tonight.
No, I won't be, actually. The weekend
won't.
Off. No.
Whoa.
There we go.
All right. Get ready for the Halloween weekend on this October 27, 2023, TGIF. We'll be back with our pregame show here on WBGV 92.5 FM for high school player football. Brown City Green Devils hosting the Carson City Crystal Eagles. And they are here. They've been warming up. The lights are already on. We got some clouds. So far, the sun is behind the clouds because it was a little sunny earlier.
It was.
Now we get a little bit of break here. So, yeah. All right. We're going to get ready for our pregame show. We'll be right back here on 92.5 WBGV. Welcome back here to WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. The MHSAA High School 8-Player Football Playoffs. Getting ready for the first round of action here. Let's talk about these teams. Brown City Green Devils, of course, North Central Thumb League Stars Division champions. And this is the first year they're in CTL. Last year they were undefeated up to the state semifinals. And they are still undefeated right now at 9-0. 384 points scored. Have only allowed 89 on defense also. I do believe this may be the first meeting between these two teams. Also, Carson City Crystal, they have scored 391 points, 154 allowed, 8-1, and this is their first year in eight-player football, I believe, also. So they have gone so far 8-1, suffered their first loss at the end of the regular season to Middleton Fulton also. So this is probably the second year, yeah. So last year they went 8-2 last year. The year before in 11-player football, 10-2 overall in 2021. So let's take a look at what this team is all about. The story of the 2022 Carson City Crystal Eagles team is certainly an odd one, and wouldn't expect much. Team went 8-1 in regular season, averaging almost 30 points per game, more than their opponents in those eight wins, and. Well, things went pretty good. They couldn't really play on their home field. Community Fields construction was completed and ready to be unveiled this week also. So, most importantly, the team is playing once again and getting ready for the 2023 season, which has been successful so far. 8-1 head coach Tim Swore, also the fourth year with Carson City Crystal, former head coach of North Point Christian and Faith Christian Academy of Florida for the previous 12 years. The regular season losses, this one to Fulton Middleton, 36-28, six straight playoff appearances, 10th in the last 12 seasons, five playoff victories since Swore's arrival in 2020 also. For the Carson City Crystal Eagles, rushing yards, averaging 282, 7.3 yards per carry, 28 rushing touchdowns with 2,068 yards. Vanderloot is responsible for the majority of those yards. Eight games, 150 carries, has 1,164 yards and 16 touchdowns through eight games at that point. And we're going to get the proper pronunciation here from Mikey Smith here in our pregame show.
All right, from the source, it is number 13, Landon Vanderloot.
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 With a V, kind of a slight
yep.
V.
Vanderloot.
Vanderloot. Okay.
Yep. Landon, we're going to try.
We're going to try, Landon, but you are responsible for the majority of those yards in eight games. 150 carries, 1,164 yards,
yep,
and 16 touchdowns. Quarterback Gavin Reeder, a dual-threat QB, similar to what Lawson Cooper is on the field. Mm-hmm. We'll see if they have the similar offense formation-wise. But eight games, 94 carries. He has 635 yards and seven touchdowns on the ground. Your other ball carrier is Hunter Doolittle. Look out for Mr. Doolittle there. He is a junior. 17 carries, 149 yards, and two touchdowns. He'll get some touches passing-wise. Mr. Gavin Reeder with the dual threat, 635 yards rushing and seven touchdowns. He has 52 and 98 pass completions, 942 yards for 13 passing TDs. Receiving yards total, there are 14 touchdowns and 1,026 passing-wise. So a well-balanced offense there for this Carson City Crystal Eagles. Gavin Reeder, journey quarterback also. A unique one. He started out as playing offensive tackle for Carson City as a freshman and a sophomore, and then suddenly he became a leaner.
Hmm.
He went through puberty and added speed as a junior. Reeder switched from offensive lineman to receiver, and now the Eagles quarterback. Reeder has that unique skill set of knowing just about what everybody does on the field here.
Yeah, what a transition from lineman to quarterback.
You have receivers. Grayson, is it Ackles?
It is Grayson Ackles.
Six games, 27 receptions, 649 yards and nine touchdowns. Riley Strawn with five games, 11 receptions, 187 yards and four touchdowns. Landon Vandervelak, eight games, 11 receptions, 146 yards and a touchdown also. Team totals, 2,068 yards rushing, 942 yards rushing. Receiving, again, 1,026. And that may be in combination with some two-point coverages possibly. So.
And you mentioned all these stats through 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Their ninth week was their only loss of the season.
Yes.
There you
yes,
go.
Yes, so that was against Fulton.
Yep.
So, yeah. All right. That's a little bit on Carson City Crystal. Is that enough for you?
Yeah, that's it's a pretty stout first-round playoff game.
I worked really hard in that little bit of a show prep that took just about 5-10 minutes.
You did a good job,
Eddie. I spent
a
whole hour on that. So, all right, we'll be right back. A pregame show here. It is the Brown City Green Devils up against Carson City Crystal Eagles on WBGV 92.5 FM. And don't forget on WTGV for all the Marlette Red Raider fans, we have a simulcast of the Thumbtucker Sports game. Marlette at Harbor Beach also. We'll get some scoring updates from Cass City Sandusky. A lot of area teams in action. Merrill Kingston, who's in the other semifinal of this Division I regional. Morris is at Deckerville tonight also. Mm-hmm. That's on Thumbtucker Channel
That's
2.
That's another big first-round game.
So a lot of great games being covered. And we'll pass the word along to other teams. I know Croswell in action, Almont in action, Richmond in action, Armada in action. So a lot of St. Lake Broadcasting coverage area teams in action. We'll be right back here on WBGV. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Our pregame show continues. Talk about the Brown City Green Devils undefeated so far. Winning over Bay City All Saints that we were here last week. It was a challenge of the North Central Thumb League Stars and Stripes Division champions, unofficial conference championship, and it was Brown City coming out on top, but it was not easy. It was 20-6 win. In fact, their last couple games ended it with 20 plus points. Oakland Christian with 28 points, and then KPEC with 20 points, and then last week against All Saints with 20 points for Brown City. So kind of the scoring kind of went down because teams are maybe figuring them out, you know, defensively. But All Saints, a tip of the hat, that's a young team. They're going to get a lot back there, Mikey.
They are. They're key players, all young guys coming back.
There was no score at the end of the first quarter, in fact. But they started to get things rolling, and we'll talk about that game in a bit. But let's talk about what Brown City is all about. This season for Brown City, 9-0 overall. As you see the band come out here, Aaron Cooper, the head coach, ninth year as a head coach, formerly coached at North Branch for 8 years, coaching at freshman and JV level, as well as various varsity assistant positions. I forget about that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right down the road from not too far from Brown City. Regular season losses, none. Third playoff appearance in 4 years, 13th playoff appearance in school history. Lost in the state semifinals at Martin last season. That was a great challenge, but Martin was too much and ended up being state champions. Class C state semifinals in 1997 and 1993 also. For the Brown City Green Devils, total yardage, of course, their dual threat quarterback themselves. They have a very tough one with Lawson Cooper. The team totals, rushing wise, they have 2,448 yards rushing, 869 yards passing. Lawson Cooper for the Brown City Green Devils, quarterback, dual threat, much like Carson City Crystal. 14 rushing touchdowns, 11 TD passes, 636 yards rushing also. Breyer Halbert, 656 yards and 8 touchdowns. Ethan Worrell, 211 yards, touchdowns for 5. That's 211 yards, 5 touchdowns, and 1 touchdown pass that I was able to calculate. Throw in Connor Vandenberg. He is a dual threat, not only on the ground, but as a receiver. 394 receiving yards, approximate 4 touchdowns, and rushing for 461 yards, with about 3 to 4 TDs. Other major contributors, Ryan Beakley-Potts, Caroline Mulholland, 2 touchdown rushers also he had in the game not too long ago. Nick DeBono, Cardin Hagee, or Hagee, is it?
Hagee.
And Ethan Worrell all contributing. And those are names you're going to hear.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight.
All night long.
So, Mikey is working up a sweat up here.
I am on StatKeeper.
So that's Brown City Green Devils, what they have on offense also. Take a look at that game, what they did last week. And we'll do that when we come back after our next commercial break on what they did against Bay City All Saints last week with their win. Here on WBGV 92.5 FM, it's a pregame show. High School 8 Player Football, the MHSAA High School Playoffs. We'll be right back. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Mikey, they got the national anthem out of the way.
Yeah, it's a few minutes early, but yeah. Hey, it's playoff time.
Okay, so we talked about some of the other teams in action, but I want to talk about last week's game with a win over Bay City All Saints to lead you into the playoffs. Great playoff points to earn, and I think, according to the playoff points, Mikey, do they have home field advantage all the way to the state semifinals at this point?
Ooh.
Good question, isn't
good
it?
Good question. As I looked at points-wise, they were up there.
Yeah. I will look that up, actually. Your outlook on this game, what impressed you last week about the Brown City Green Devils, but also impresses for the Brown City Green Devils also?
Well, it was a tough matchup. You said unofficial conference championship with the Stars and Stripes playing each other. Bay City All Saints, a good team with only coming in one loss prior to that. Gave them everything they could have. I remember through the first half, it was a tight game, not a lot of scoring. Second quarter, it finally broke open. And then second half, Brown City pulled away a little bit more. A good, tight matchup. I mean, they got the will to win.
I hate to say this, but I can't remember if it was raining or not.
It was wet. It was wet, and then as soon as the fourth quarter finished, the rain came down. I do remember that.
Okay, so I'm looking at this region right here. Brown City has 39 playoff points in Division One, and I do believe, looking at the rest of this, regional semifinals in Division One, that they had the most playoff records. But that doesn't mean anything when it comes to the playoffs at this point. So it looks like they will have home field advantage.
As long as they can keep winning.
As long as they keep winning here. So we'll see. This is a tough team, as I said, if you didn't hear the pregame there.
Yeah,
last week, 106 yards and a touchdown for Lawson Cooper, the quarterback. 72 yards for Breyer Halbert. 2 touchdowns in the game. Receiving, Connor Vandenberg, 3 receptions, 52 yards. He had a couple games against some of the tougher teams in league play.
Yes.
Where he had 144 and 122 yards and 2 touchdowns against Deckerville, you recall, also
on
in that
big
game.
Plays. Big, yeah. Big plays.
We're getting ready here for kickoff when we come back here, I think.
We do.
Here on WBGB 92.5. We'll be right back. Brown City versus Carson City Crystal. Damn, I was trying to get this next break in. Able to get one more break in there, Mikey. All right, we're getting here ready
for
kickoff, and right on the dot, 6:59 p.m. They're early.
There.
Okay. We got the white stripes.
Kicking off.
Brown City will kick it off. That's a return. Great return for Carson City Crystal. Look out, up the middle.
Still on its feet. All the way to the house. Is there any flags on this play?
That is number 12. In for the touchdown on special teams right off the bat.
Grayson Ackles, the senior wide receiver, defensive back.
Where did he pick it up? Around the 25?
The 25, 20-yard line, around there.
Unbelievable. On the board, no flags at the 11:44 mark. Punch that one in your mouth.
It was nothing fancy, just up the middle. A couple looking open holes, and he took it to the house.
Unbelievable, and a great return there for Carson City Crystal. Mr. Ackles getting that one in. Grayson Ackles, number 12. We believe a 75-yarder.
And I'm going to go double check.
Yeah. going for special teams on a two-point conversion. Man in motion over to the right side, and the handoff up the middle. Good for Carson City Christo. That's number two for the two-point conversion. Riley Strawn, it is 8-0, 11:44 mark. Carson City Christo Eagles leading Brown City Green Devils. We'll be right back. Returning to the from the 15-yard line, it'll be looks like number 81 with the return here for Brown City Green Devils. They'll start around the 30-yard line. With the return, Carson City Christo leads 8-0. You're just joining us. That was David Chunko.
Okay, with that opening kickoff return, unofficially 84 yards.
84 for yards.
Number 12, Grayson Ackles.
Boom.
84.
Unofficially. Just like that.
Yep. They came to play this at the long drive over to Brown City. We want to go home with the victory.
Carson City Christo has a lineage here, Mikey.
They do.
Yeah, so.
There's Brown City coming out for their first offensive possession, first and 10 from their own 35-yard line. Man in motion will be the right wing. He's going to get a quick pitch around the left end. On his feet, though, still a little bit more. And we're going to have a turnover, I think. Carson City Christo calling for a fumble recovery.
And a fumble on the plate, and Carson City Christo says they have it. And they'll take over on offense. Turn of events here. We'll be right back, 8-0. They'll take over at the 35-yard line. All right, first play after the fumble recovery, and it's a reception completed from the quarterback, number 17, Gavin Reeder, two.
Number 8, Hunter Doolittle, the junior.
They're at the 24-yard line after recovering the fumble and Brown City territory. The keeper up the middle by Reeder. He maybe get about a yard on that one, if anything. But, wow, I haven't even had time to make my tweet here, Mike.
Yes, it's action right away. This is still under 1 minute into the game. Here we are. Second and 10 for the Eagles. After the no gain, so second and 10 for the Eagles. They are deep in Green Devil territory. Ball sits at the 25-yard line. Yeah, we have a matchup tonight. Coming back up the line in the shotgun is Reeder with the left back on his left hip. And he's going to get the handoff, number 13, around the right end. A chunk play near the first down marker. We said number 13, Landon Vandervlucht.
Bear with me. I'm trying to fix something.
Mm-hmm. So Landon's first carry of the game goes for a chunk play, 9 yards, and a very short third down and one. For the Eagles of Carson City Christo, they are in the Thumb Cellular red zone.
8-0 is your score. Carson City Christo leading with a touchdown return and then recovering a fumble on defense.
Reed is going to give the handoff again to the up back. That's going to be the halfback on his right hip. Landon again, Vandervlucht. But this time stopped short of that marker. He needed 1 yard, and he maybe got a half on that play. We'll call it zero as they go back on a fourth and two. And quarterback's going to keep it right up the middle. We'll see if they get that early initial push.
That's a hurry-up offense,
it too. Was.
8-0, clock runs with 9:56 to go here.
This is fast play calling.
A little bit of a break here, a little bit of lull. We'll see what they, are they going to measure or something?
They don't measure, they call it first down.
Okay, so they get the first down.
So he needed 1 yard and he got it. Carson City Christo Eagles with the 8-0 lead at 9:56 here in the first quarter, and they're looking for some more early on.
8-0, Carson City Christo with 9:56.
Nope, take that back.
Yeah, I thought they were going to measure it, Mikey, so.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Oh, they're just moving the chains down the sideline.
Moving the chains, there
you
go.
Now, remember the football field, because I'm looking. I forget, it's a little bit narrower.
It is.
Still 100 yards. So ball at the 19-yard line in the red zone, as you pointed out.
First and 10 now in the shotgun again. Reeder's going to keep it himself, trying to get around that left end, but he's covered up pretty quickly.
Number 7 coming in there for the tackle. That's Lawson Cooper.
That's quarterback on quarterback action, Eddie.
You definitely don't want to be down 16-0 or 14-0. after the fumbling the ball against Carson City Christian. Great defense, by the way, and special teams have shown up. And showing the offense here where they started off at the 35-yard line when they recovered that fumble. Right now, they're
with
at the 19.
Field.
Yeah.
And they're going to go spread offense.
They're at the, 14-yard line.
I'm at the 14. Second and 10 at the 14-yard line. Two receivers left, two to the right for the Eagles.
Reader's in shotgun position.
He's going to go back to pass to his right side. A slant across the middle at the goal line.
Inside the five, though.
And they're going to be stopped short.
That's number four with the reception. That was from a 13 down to probably the other 2 or 3 yard line. It will be first and goal. And the clock will run. We'll have 8:45 to go in the first quarter. Listen to that wind blowing into the mic. And here I thought my little pop filter would cover that up. So
they're going to have a now fresh set of downs. First and goal at the 3. You said it. Hand off to the main back. 13 in for the score. Touchdown, Eagles.
14-0 right off the bat. Carson City Crystal scoring once again against the Brown City Green Devils. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy is right. A 3-yard touchdown run by their go-to back, Landon Vandervluck.
Vandervluck, right?
Vandervluck. That's okay. What I got. Hopefully we're going with it.
You're going for the two-point conversion. Split wide receivers all spread out. Two on each side. Here we go. Pass going up from Reader and incomplete. Flag comes flying in, a bump in the back there. Can't do that.
Nope.
So they'll get another chance.
And he was triple covered.
All right. And obviously, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A penalty on that play. 14-0. That last touchdown at the 8:26 mark. Mikey feverishly busy here trying to type everything down. We're trying to catch up. Just make tweet post or something.
Yeah,
like
this is an active game early on. Yeah. You said 8:26 here in the first quarter, and we're already at 14-0 with the two-point conversion coming.
Waiting for the call on the sideline here.
Reader in the shotgun. Two receivers to his left. One on his right. Reader's going to keep it on a quarterback. Keep it. He's going to be brought down shy.
He'll be denied. We'll be right back here on WBGV. It's 14-0. It is Carson City Crystal Eagles leading 14-0 at the 8:26 mark on WBGV 92.5 FM. All right, Brown City will come back on offense. They get back to about the 40-yard line as they're turned back in offense. They're down 14-0 against the Carson City Christian Eagles, who come right in and have been flying since they've entered here.
Flying high. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Mikey's enjoying his food right now. So it's 14-0. First touchdown was an 84-yard kickoff return, and two-point pass was good.
Yep.
And then a 3-yard TD run for
the main back, number 13, Landon.
Number 13, Landon.
Vandervluck.
Vandervluck.
And the 2-point was no good on that. He gives a score of 14-0. First down and 10 for Brown City Greendale with Lawson Cooper trying to get around the left side with a couple of lead blockers on his feet. Hit hard after a nice gain. Stays on his feet a little bit more down the sideline to almost that first down gain.
So from the 40 down to about the 49-yard line. And the first kickoff return was by who, Mikey?
That first kickoff return for touchdown was, let me look him up, number 12. That's Grayson Ackles.
So there you go. Your scoring update. Thank you, Mikey Smith.
You're welcome. That first keeper for Brown City, Cooper, with 9 yards, makes a second down and one. Ball sits right before the 50-yard line, about the 49.5. Two backs in the backfield. Cooper under center tight. He's going to give a quick pitch. They run that inside counter, and it works so well. First down and more.
All right, so they get into Carson City Crystal field position to the 45. So that's positive. It's nice to finally see the chains move here for the Brown City Green Devils. And you have to kind of like reset. The coaches have to calm down, say, hey, look, relax. We're back in this game. Still plenty of time. A lot of game here to play. Carson City Crystal, well, they're all full speed here.
They are. They're ready to go.
good size in that team to also on that front line there by Carson City Christian. Right up the middle, down to the 40, maybe to the, I think maybe, yeah, to the 40. And that was from the, initially for from the 45, gets to the 40-yard line, so a five-yard gain there.
For Ryan Binkley-Potts, 5 yards. Makes a manageable second down and five now. Ball sits squarely on the 40-yard line as they are into Eagle territory.
14-0, it is the lead by Carson City Crystal Eagles.
In that tight formation, they're going to have two backs. That's going to be wing left, wing right. Cooper's going to hit the pitch to number 22 around that left end again. On his feet, going for some more, and he'll be at that first down marker. I think he gets it. He needed five, and he got it. Six and a half at least.
Here, I'll turn that mic. It's getting a little louder. So, all right, so positive yards once again.
Yeah.
Gets the first down after that 6-7 yard gain.
I didn't see who that last ball carrier was. Did you by chance?
No. I'm still trying to pull something.
Oh, yeah, you are.
You want to go check?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right, you can do that. All right, Brown City back at it. Under center, all closely bunched up. Lawson Cooper under center, running back right behind him. He'll keep it. Surge ahead, has about 4 yards, gets across to about the 30. He'll be brought down maybe around the 30-yard line. We'll see where they place it for forward progress. Lawson Cooper with the keeper, number 7. Yeah, they'll put him down to the 30-yard line. That'll be second down again of about 4 yards in that play. And the last play was carried by?
That was by Worrell, number 22.
Thank you to the staff here.
Yeah.
And Ethan Worrell, by the way.
Ethan Worrell. They have four ball carriers now early on in this drive. Best bet is keep it on the ground, keep it away from the Carson City Crystal Eagles offense. Your best defense is an offense that stays on the field, Eddie.
Okay, I'm settled, I think. Maybe. We'll see.
Second down and five, balls at the 30 as they are driving deeper into Eagle territory. Quick pitch coming back to the right. All kinds of room on the run. On his feet still inside the 20 to the 15.
That's number 80. Finally pushed out of bounds. That was from the 30, I believe, from the 30.
Yep.
And number 22 able to push him out of bounds. That was Sebastian Devereaux for the Carson City Crystal Eagles. Now that I'm settling, start calling defensive numbers. That ball goes to the 15-yard line, a 15-yard gain, I believe, on
it
that
is.
One.
Ryan Binkley-Potts with the early carries. And we're at 5-11. There you are, 5-11 in the first quarter. And Brown City is in the Kohler Oil and Propane Thumb Cellular Red Zone.
Another push ahead.
That's going to be Worrell again on the carry.
They're really spreading the ball out, trying to make it difficult. Number 68 down there with the tackle for Carson City Crystal. And that is, or was it 69? Brendan Doherty, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Take a... Yep, there's a number 69 right there. There he is.
So that last carry would have been for Worrell about 3 yards.
He's the right in front of the center. That position on defensive is the nose?
Nose guard.
Yeah.
Nose tackle, whatever you like to call him. Wing left and wing right. Worrell goes in motion. Cooper's back to pass to the end zone.
He was looking for number 16, incomplete to the left corner, intended for Brian Mulholland. 4:27, clock will stop. Brings up a third down and a long 8. It's 14-0, Carson City Crystal Eagles leading the Brown City Green Devils. Carson City Crystal opening with the first play of the game with a 84-yard kickoff return.
What a way to start the game.
And then recovered a fumble defensively and marched into the end zone.
So this is the Brown City second offensive possession, but they only got one play on that first possession. You said third down and 8 now after the incomplete. Cooper's going to roll out to his left. Couple lead blockers. He's going to be short of that first down to gain.
Quarterback keeper for Lawson Cooper. They'll bring up a fourth down. It was a fourth down and 8 situation. It looks like a fourth down and 4, so maybe a gain about 4 yards in that play. That ball will be brought down to about the 8-yard line. Fourth down. They can pick up a first down, however.
Yep.
Maybe around the 3 or 2 yard line.
Actually right at the 5.
Oh, okay, now I see it.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Now that we had a player move out of the way of the sideline crew.
First down marker will be at the 5.
This is a long huddle here.
It is.
And there we go. The 10-second clock goes down. Pretty soon you're going to get to 5 seconds. These guys got to hurry up here. And there we go. 5, 4, and they have to call a timeout.
Ooh,
that's not what you do there. All right, we'll be right back. 14-0, fourth down situation here for Brown City.
Coming back after the Brown City timeout, they face a 4th and 4 from the 6 or 7 yard line. Cooper's going to keep it himself into the end zone. Touchdown, Green Devils.
That is a, what, 15-yard touchdown?
They're going to call it 15.
Is it?
I'm going to get the official on that.
Yeah. But Brown City gets on the board, folks, and they're in for the score. And it is 6-14. Brown City scoring at the 3:36 mark. Lawson Cooper and getting in for the TD.
There you are. So we're going to be a little closer.
We'll see if they go for the two-point conversion.
Head coach Cooper said that. It's early on, guys.
Yeah.
Let's just get this punched in and keep it close. Two-point conversion coming up at the 3:36 mark in the first quarter. Wing left, wing right for the Green Devils. Quick pitch to the left wing as he comes back across. That's Ryan Binkley. Potts in for two. Good.
And it's 8-14, 3:36 to go. We'll be right back here. Brown City gets on the board. They're down 14-8 here on WBGV 92.5 FM. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back here on WBGV. Brown City gets on the board, Mikey.
We got ourselves a ball game, Eddie.
And who got that last one?
That last one for the touchdown run was Cooper for 8 yards, and the two-point was Ryan Binkley Potts. Score 14 for Carson City Crystal, 8 for Brown City.
So two-point run for Ryan Binkley Potts.
Yes, sir.
What number is he?
He is number 80.
That's right.
Should long, deep kickoff, and it goes down at the 5 and into the, no, stops at the 1. No, it does finally, a touchback.
So that's a good touchback because last time they ran it back for a kickoff return. We'll be right back, 14-8. Carson City Crystal come back on offense, and they lead 14-8. Coming back in offense is Carson City Crystal leading 14-8 here in the first quarter. 3:33 to go here. Oh, and the pass completed. No. Yes.
Knocked away.
It was knocked away. He could not complete it when he came down to the ground. Number 13 said he had it, but I think the ball touched the ground. It popped out. Could not maintain possession. Number 13, Landon Vandervluck.
Landon Vandervluck.
And they'll be back at the 20-yard line after that touchback. It'll be 2nd down and 10, but that was a nice pass. Had he held on, he would have been right down at the 50-yard line.
Pass broken up by number 23, Connor Vandenberg. The senior with a big pass up at the 50-yard line. So these both teams willing to throw the ball around. Looks like Carson City Crystal a little bit more willing.
In the first quarter, 14-8. Shotgun position again. He'll be the keeper for number 17.
Yep, quarterback keep trying to get around that right side. He's whacked down at the line of scrimmage. Maybe one or two on that gain.
Ryan Binkley Potts with the tackle along with some help from Mulholland on that play.
Give him 1 yard on that quarterback keep.
Yeah.
For Reeder. That's Gavin Reeder, the senior quarterback and defensive back.
All right. Brings up a 3rd down and a long 9, as Mikey said. 3:10 to go here. 14-8. Carson City Crystal leads in the first quarter.
And they're running that spread formation again.
Number 2 coming all the way to the left side. They are moving from right to left in your radio dial or webcast stream.
Reader's in the shotgun. He puts his running back out in the right slot. Looking to pass again. Rolls out two to the left. Throws to the left, and his pass completed. Number 2 goes out of bounds at about the 30, 40.
That was from the 21, 22-yard line, and he'll bring it down. We'll see where they're still deciding. And they're going to bring it down to about the 38-yard line. So a gain of 16 on that play.
To number 2, his first catch. That's Riley Strong.
Yep.
You said how much on that?
I think they were from the 22. They're down to the 38, so 16 yards reception.
Go. Yeah. Awesome.
Good teamwork.
Mm-hmm. Back to pass again as Reeder to his right. He is wide open.
Number
man.
Number 12.
At the line of scrimmage. Ball on the ground, though. Ball on the ground. And let's see who his ball is. Still on the ground.
Brown City says they have it. It's still trying to be recovered. And they recovered the fumble down at the 39-yard line. We have 2 turnovers in this game. And Brown City has recovered. And they're still discussing it with the official and saying, who maintained possession? Did it go out of bounds? Did somebody touch out of bounds?
And Brown City says they have it. Brown City recovers a fumble, and they're back on offense. So both teams have fumbled.
Yes.
One team has capitalized so far, Carson City Crystal. Brown City gets back on offense after the catch by number 12. That was Grayson Ackles. Great reception, had the first down, and then fumbles it around the 45-yard line in Brown City territory. And then it comes out to about the 44 before finally being recovered. So Brown City back in offense.
There's a break going their way.
Just so much going on in this game already, Mike.
So much action. We're still in the first quarter at 2:34 mark, to be exact. Ooh. Do you see who had the fumble recovery by chance?
No. There was a lot of green.
There was a pile over there on that far sideline. Brown City first and 10 from their own 45-yard line. Split backs left and right. The left wing goes in motion. And he acts as a lead blocker for Cooper. Coming around this right end. On his feet still. Pushed out of bounds, finally.
Great block by number 56 from Brown City to open up a hole. Luke Murphy, along with Ryan Binkley-Potts, made that lane open. Lawson Cooper cut back down into the right and got some positive yards and a huge first down into Carson City Crystal territory as they're back at their Carson City's 38-yard line.
Immediately with the play.
And how many yards was that
one? I gave him 13 on that, if I had that correct.
2:19 to go here. Was that the first play?
It was.
So from the 38 to the other.
They're going to be at the.
From the 44, right?
45.
So 12.
And the last
about 14
run.
Yards, I think, right?
Yep. Yeah. And all right. The last run by Ryan Binkley-Potts for 8 yards.
And right now they're at about the 36-yard line, and Lawson Cooper, big yards, gets a first down, gets past the 30, down to the 29-yard line in Carson City Crystal. Eagles territory, 1:45 to go here, first and 10.
He needed two, and he got about four, didn't he?
More than enough. Harbor Beach leads 7-0. That game on WTGV 97.7 and Thumb Targeter Sports, Channel 1 at thumbtargeter.com. We have Morris at Deckerville on Channel 2 at thumbtargeter.com also. Here in the first quarter, it's 14-8. 1:20 to go here, Brown City on offense, first and 10.
Wing left and right for the Brown City offense. And it's going to be handoff right up the middle. Worrell with the carry and a nice running on first down for Moore. He got the...
From the 28 down to about the 15-yard line, so a gain of about 13 yards. Number 22 for the Brown City Green Devils, Ethan Worrell, and they're going to try to go to this hurry-up offense
they
now
are.
Themselves.
Back up the line of scrimmage again, quickly. Same formation again. Cooper's under center, left wing goes in motion. Cooper's going to keep it himself.
There's a big old scrum there.
It is.
I guess the official tackle goes to number 8, who pulls him out and brings him down to the ground. That's Hunter Doolittle for Carson City Crystal Eagles.
That hurry-up play there resulted in zero on the play.
Clock will run down to 40 seconds left in the first quarter. It's 14-8. Carson City Crystal leads. Not much to gain there. Maybe about a half yard or a yard.
Mm-hmm.
Usually if it's a half yard, we can't really do. Maybe we can have a .5.
I don't know.
Never tried it, have
we? No, we haven't. I'm going to go zero on that. The board still says second down and 10 now. Ball at the 15 there into the Kohler Oil and Propane red zone. And they will put wing left and a wing right. Cooper's under center tight looking for the ball. And it'll be a quick pitch. Yeah, left wing coming back across. That's Ryan Binkley-Potts. He's covered up pretty quickly by that defensive line.
Yeah, number 5 getting the initial contact, wrapping him up. Also number 13. So give credit to Jaden Powers and Landon Vandervelak, also on defense for the Carson City Crystal Eagles. They lead at the end of the first quarter. 14-8 is your score. Brown City still on offense. It'll be third down and about 6 yards to go here, maybe 7. And they'll be ball will be at about the 12, 13-yard line for Brown City in the red zone. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Welcome back here. Started the second quarter here soon. 14-8 is your score. Brown City coming back on offense. It'll be third down and about 7 yards here. The officials have whistled the whistle here. Kind of wondering what's taking them so long here. The
taking
back
every
here
second
offense.
Of that quarter ending timeout.
There's the officials like, come on, come on. Got to run out
let's
here.
Let's go.
And they run back out there. All right. They're in the red zone. Ball will be at about the 12, 13-yard line for the Brown City Green Devils. Now moving from right to left in your radio dial. They're down 14-8.
They're going to come back with the big back behind Cooper. with a left wing. Cooper's going to roll out to his left. Wide open man at the fives. Dives for the pylon.
Number 23, does he have it? He hit the pylon. They're going to say he was out of bounds, stepped out of bounds around the 4 or 3 yard line. That was number 23, Connor Vandenberg. We talk about his receiving ability.
Yes.
And that goes down to second, first down and goal at around the 3 yard line.
Give him how many on that?
They were at around the 12 or 13, so I'll give him 10 yards.
There you go. 10 big yards on that pitch and catch.
From WLEW Sports, it is Cassidy Sandusky. Classic battle here.
Yes.
Once again, it's 0-0.
They always play in the first round of the playoffs.
Always in the playoffs. Regular season? Yeah.
There you go. All right. First and goal from the 3 for Brown City.
Number 30.
That's Halpert with the ball, but he's going to be brought down.
Number 58 wrapping him up.
58 with the tackle for loss. TFL.
Ethan
Hoffman.
11:40 to go here, second down and going. Up just a loss of yards. They're going to pull him back maybe to the 5 yard line here, Mike. It's
a loss of
2 yards.
2 yards.
That's not the first loss of yards for Brown City. So
there you go. That's
when picking up just a little bit out there.
The big back Halpert's first carry goes for -2.
11:20 to go here in the second quarter, first half. Second and goal from the 5.
There we go. Man in motion will be Worrell. It's going to go up the middle. I think Cooper's got it. Still on quarterback key, but that heavy pressure by the defense.
Great grab of number 8 and number 17. Gavin Reeder playing on defense. And number 8, Hunter Doolittle also. Great penetration. He just wrapped his body up and kind of held on to his legs because Cooper does a good job moving his legs, trying to move ahead, but obviously, Hunter Doolittle outsizes him just a little bit.
I was going to say the size. Cooper is extremely fast on his feet.
And Gavin Reeder's even bigger.
And Reeder's
the quarterback on defense there, defensive back. So,
well, they give him 0 on that.
Third and goal. Critical. Red zone. Red melting zone right now.
They need it as they are down by 1 score.
Eagles leading the Green Devils.
And they will have a big back on the right. Cooper rolls out to the right also, looking for a pass to the end zone.
Intercepted, I think, into the end zone.
Ooh. It is intercepted in the end zone. Do you see
number
who got
5
that?
With the interception, Jaden Powers, and you don't want to do that.
Nope.
From the 5 yard line. Ill advised. There's a lot of white jerseys out there. Turnover. Carson City Christian with their second turnover of the game, and they'll get back in offense. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Carson City Christian with a second turnover of the game with an interception in the end zone on 3rd and 5. You just can't do that. And you gave the ball right back after getting in a fumble, and all that just goes right down the toilet.
Yes, they do. The Eagles of Carson City Christian will have 1st and 10 from their own 20.
Plenty of time in the clock, though. Carson City Christian, great offense so far.
2 receivers left, 2 to the right. And they're going to throw into the left flat. Pass completed, number 8. Down the sideline for the 1st down and more.
He broke 1, 2 tackles as they take over from the 20-yard line after intercepting it.
That's the junior, Hunter Doolittle, with another completed pass.
He can. Jaden Powers got that interception last time. This ball goes to the 31-yard line, 11-yard.
Give him 10 on that.
That interception happened around the 10-minute mark.
And now coming back this way on a run. That'd be positive, maybe 1 or 2. That's number 12 on the carry. And that's Grayson Ackles. He'll get a couple on that. A nice chunk play of 4 yards. It'll bring up a manageable 2nd down and 6. Ball's on their own, 35 still. And they are up to the line of scrimmage looking for a play. 2 receivers left, 2 to the right. Reeder's in the shotgun. And they're looking. See what coach is calling. And they are set again. We're going to go 2 receivers to the right, 1 on the left. The running back is on the left hip. And it'll be a quarterback keep right up the middle, nothing fancy. He gets back to the original line of scrimmage. That's Reeder with the carry. Potts with the tackle. Give him 0 on that. And they will come back. 3rd down and 6 now. Ball is at the 35-yard line. clock rolls along at 8:49 before halftime. We have ourselves a close game, 14 for Carson City Eagles.
Yeah, a little bit slower pace, trying to just take some time off the clock, but really getting the play set up.
We're going to have a slot right, single receiver left. Slot right goes in motion. Reader's in the shotgun. He's going to the motion, man, and it goes incomplete, and that would have been at the first down marker.
Good stop there. Needed that stop. Stop the clock also at the 8.5 mark in the second quarter. Brings up a fourth down situation. What do you do here, Mikey? You are in Brown City territory.
Mm-hmm.
The ball is placed at the 35-yard line. Obviously, it looks like they're set up for the punt.
Set it away. You got
this
the
is the playoffs.
It is a playoff.
You got to be a little bit more careful here.
A little more cautious. Yeah, one loss and you go home now. Cooper's going to be the deep man to return for Brown City at his own 30-yard line. Nice punt. It's going to make Cooper back up all the way to the 20.
Fumbles it.
Yeah, on the
it.
Ground, and it hit immediately as he was trying to get that ball.
Number 13 got down there really quick. Lawson Cooper barely had enough time to recover, and he does. Had that could have popped out. That was Landon Vandervluck, and it would be Brown City taking over back on offense after a fourth down stop there. So great job by them. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back here. 14-8, Brown City on the first play. Two-yard gain, second down and eight at their own 24-yard line.
There you go. Cooper on that first down carry. Makes it a long second down and eight. You say the clock rolls along at 7:40 before halftime. This has been a quick first half.
By the way, I'm Eddie Fury, and that's Mikey Smith here on St. Lake Broadcast, 92.5 WBGV.
Man motion is the right wing coming back to the left, and he is going to be covered up and quickly brought out. That might have been tackled for loss. We'll see. It is going backwards.
It is a loss. That's Kaline Mulholland, a freshman, with a carry, goes to the left side. Brings up a third down and 11 now. So losing about 3 yards in that play. Now pull the chains back to about on the 21, 22-yard line for the Brown City Green Devils.
There you go.
Got a scoring update. Croswell Lexington leading Harper Woods 7-6. We wanted to do that game, but it just couldn't fit in our work schedule time-wise.
Yeah. Yep.
So we'll keep an eye on that game. Mike Gallagher, covering that game or getting updates.
That is on the road or in Croswell?
On the road at Harper Woods. So right now, good stand here. Mike Gallagher says he finally made it to Harper Woods. He just got there. I was worried about the traffic and the construction down there.
Betcha. Going to be a quick pitch. No, double pitch from Potts going inside. That's a good play design right there as the took all the action to the right.
Just up the middle. At the end of that play in the bottom of that pile with a tackle, I'm going to give credit to number 22, Sebastian Devereaux, the junior for Carson City Crystal Eagles. That gets to about the 26-yard line from about the 20, right?
Yeah, so give him six on that. And that was Worrell again after the interesting play design. It was a double handoff. Quarterback to wing to fullback.
A little bit of trickery.
Mm-hmm.
What a beautiful
down.
It's a warm day out there today.
Southerly wind is bringing the warmth up to us.
I heard it's going to dip down, though. Here we go.
It is. Cooper's going to roll out to his right, and he looks to pass. Got a man in mode. Good. 50, 45, 40 on his feet. Nobody there. 20, 10. Touchdown, Green Devils.
Number 16 with the reception from the 26-yard line reception. He caught it, the yak after the catch, at around the 45-yard line and took off down the right sideline. That's Brian Mulholland. And they have put and tied it up with 6 points, 14-14. No flags on the field. It's 6:41 to go here, and Brown City with the touchdown pass reception.
You calling that 74 yards?
I am calling that 74 yards.
There you go. 74 big yards on the pitch and catch.
That was on a third down.
There you go. Back-to-back touchdowns for Brown City. Put themselves back in the game.
Second quarter. It's at 6:41 mark. Trying to take the lead here.
Okay.
Brown City's Lawson Cooper and number 16 connecting, Brian Mulholland. Here we go with a two-point conversion. And he will be denied.
Ooh.
All right, all tied up. We got a whole new game, 14-14, all tied up. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Welcome back. Brown City ties it up, 14-14. Brown City's quarterback, number 7, Lawson Cooper, with a 76-yard TD pass, and number 16, Brian Mulholland, but he
got in front of his defender, kind of broke a tackle.
Yeah, behind
kept
his defender.
Yes.
Got behind the defender, and you say about 50 yards.
50 yards for Yak after the catch.
Yep. It's going to be a dribbling kickoff, taking it about the 33-yard line, going forward for a little bit up to the 40. That'll be Carson City Crystal Eagles, their side of the field still. First and 10 at their own 40.
Carson City Crystal will try to answer back. But good defense last time by Brown City. 6:35 to go here on WBGV 92.5. We'll be right back.
Coming back, first and 10 for the Eagles. Reeder's going to look to his left. It does a quick pitch to the running back. Bobbles the ball, but he keeps his hands on it. Pass completed for about a five-yard gain from the 40 up to the 45. Let's see who had that.
They got a lot of good receivers on this Eagles team, tell you
that.
Should
be the running back.
A lot of good defensive backs when it comes to the secondary offense we've already seen.
Yeah.
Some good size, and both teams are matching up well. A very entertaining game if you're just joining us. It's 14-14 all tied up. Carson City Crystal now at the 46-yard line. Their own. 6 minutes left to go here in the first half, second down and five.
That last pitch and catch from Reeder to Vandervluck.
And they're taking a little bit of a time here to get the sideline a play here from the coach.
Mm-hmm.
And the hand goes up, 10 seconds to go on the play clock.
We're going to have a slot right, single receiver up top on the left.
Five, four, three.
Slot is in motion.
Two, and they get it off.
Reeder's in the shotgun, looks back to pass. Wide open man at the 45. That's Brown City's 45-yard line.
That's number four with the reception down to about the Brown City territory to about the 44-yard line.
From the 145 to the other 45.
That was Owen Penoyer.
You said number four, right?
Yep. Owen Penoyer down to about the 44-yard line. That was from the 45 last, or what?
Yeah, yep, yeah. From the other 45.
So that was a gain of about 10, 11?
There we go. I'm going to give him 10.
All right.
And they're back to that same formation again. Slot on the right. Ball goes on the ground.
Sack!
Ball's on the ground
ball
again.
Fumbled. Picked up and saved by number 58, though, and hit with a loss. He bobbled a snap and fumbled it. Cooper comes running in with a sack, I believe. Or was that number 22 or 51?
51 in there, yeah. Also for the Green Devils.
So that's a huge loss of yards. It was first and 10 in Brown City territory at the 44-yard line. The ball goes back now to Carson City Crystal's own, looks like 48-yard line. So a loss of 5-8 yards, right?
Yes.
After the sack, and he fumbled ball, but able to recover. That was number 58 to recover it quickly. Ethan Hoppin, give him credit for that.
Man, in motion will be the slot right. And it's going to be a pass out to the flat, though. Falls incomplete, though. Just not able to get his hands on that.
Coach is upset in the sideline.
As they had it.
The 421 stops the clock. Third down and about 20.
Ball sits at their own 47-yard line. You said it, third down and 20 after we complete.
Wind is picking up a bit out there.
It is. Staying warm.
And we're not fogging up.
No,
I'm happy about that.
Not this time.
Yeah.
We're going to go slot left this time. Single receiver down the bottom near us to us as they move from left to right on your radio screen. Reeder's back to pass, and he goes to the far sideline. Pass completed, shy of the first down to gain, but a nice chunk play on that.
I do believe that was number 12 with the reception.
Mm-hmm.
That was Grayson Ackles, the wide receiver. So that ball will be brought down to around the 35, 37, 38-yard line. We'll say 37. But it'll be fourth down and four, and obviously four down territory, and they are going to go for it after that long reception.
16 yards on that last catch.
Gets a snap in the shotgun position, man in motion, and they are going to say a flag and a play. Was it offsides?
Offsides on the defense.
And you can't do that in a fourth down situation. You give them a free 5 yards, hard count good, and free first down and get the play there.
They
Ouch.
Were, should have been expecting that.
This is where you have to have a defensive coach yell out, don't move, don't move until the ball moves. Stare at the ball.
There you go. They needed four, and they got five on the penalty. First down, Carson City Eagles.
All right, so good job at Carson City. Crystal Eagles are doing that hard count and bringing the Green Devils defense offsides.
They had slot to the left. Reader rolls out to the left, and he throws a nice pass, completed.
That's like a running Brock Purdy, San Francisco 49er pass there. Down to the 20-yard line with that reception. I did not catch who got that one.
That was, again, number 12.
Okay, that would be number 12, Grayson Ackles. And another first down. Gets down to the 20-yard line now at the Thumb Cellular red zone.
There you go. And you said 13 on that last pitch and catch?
I would say, yes. And look what's coming up next. Thumb Cellular.
There we go. First and 10 as they are in the red zone. We're going to have a receiver left and right.
That pass was down the left slot. They are moving from left to right in your radio dial. Gets a snap. It'll be a handoff. A little bit of a sweet play there from wide receiver to number... Pulled out of bounds, number 2 with a carry. Tackled by Ryan Binkley Potts, number 80. Positive yards in that play from left to right behind the line of scrimmage with a handoff from the quarterback.
And that was the left wide receiver coming all the way back down the line.
A good, hard-earned, about 8 yards in that one.
Yep, 7 or 8. And that was number 2 on the carry?
Yep. I'm going to say that's Riley Strong.
Mm-hmm.
Wide receiver over to the right side. One to the left side. That's a number 12, Grayson Ackles. And also number 2, once again, Riley Strong to the left side. Running back in the backfield. He'll go in motion again.
We're going to hand off, fake the handoff. Quarterback's going to try keeping that. Not getting much of anything as the Brown City defense closed that quickly.
Reader with the carry. The quarterback number 51 on the bottom of the pile with the tackle. That is Tanner Gingell. 2:28 to go here. It's 14-14 all tied up. I forgot to say the score there for quite some time. Ball is at the 11-yard line in the red hot zone around the 11 or 10-yard line. We'll say 11 or 12. 2:15 to go here. Third down and one situation.
Give him a couple yards on that last carry for the quarterback reader on the keeper. I have a single receiver left and a single receiver right on the 10-yard line. 1 yard to go. Third and one. Hand off to the main back, and he's going to be stopped at the line.
Stopped by number 6, Timo Holland, participating with the tackle also.
He's down, and he's hurting a little bit.
Number 30 also participating, Briar Halbert, along with Brian Mulholland, after the handoff to number 13, Landon Vandervelak for the Carson City Crystal Eagles. Fourth down and one, so the ball will be at the 11-yard line. And we'll see if they do a hard count again here, Mikey.
That'd be a good time for it.
They were successful on the fourth down and 4-1.
Reader's in the shotgun with Vandervelak on his right hip. Receiver left and right. Wide out. Vandervelak is going to move out to the right. And it's going to be into the end zone.
Incomplete!
He had it in his hands, didn't he?
Yes, he was in front of his defender. Incomplete. I do believe intended for number 12. Grayson Ackles, and Brown City takes over and turnover and downs at their own 10 or 11-yard line. We'll be right back here on WBGB. All right, welcome back. And Brown City not helping themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It was at their own 11-yard line after stopping on fourth down and one incomplete pass by Carson City Crystal, and then false start by Brown City. Puts them back to about the 6-yard line.
Yeah, the first play. They have first and 15 now.
Scoring update of the other Division I A-player football semifinal. Whoever wins this one will play. Kingston leading 30-0 against Merrill.
There you go. Big run up the middle. Is that Halpert on the run? No, that's going to be the other back. And he has a first down. Is that Worrell?
Number 22.
Ethan Worrell with the carry from his own 6-yard line.
Picked up that last 5 yards. Gets down to the 25-yard line from the 6-yard line. A gain of 16. That one to number 80. To the right side, a sweep run over to the right. Big positive yard for a gain of about 8 yards.
Who was that on the outside?
That'll be number 80, Ryan Binkley Potts, I believe, with a carry to the right side. They're going to call a timeout with 52 seconds to go here. Brown City on offense. It's 14-14 all tied up. You're listening to WBGV 92.5 FM. All right, welcome back. I shorted the yardage in that last play.
Poor guy.
Yeah. What'd you give him?
I gave him 19 to Worrell. And you gave him 16.
Yeah. And then a big gain of 8 for the last play by Ethan. Ryan Binkley Potts.
There you go.
52 seconds after the timeout call. It's 14-14. 52 seconds left in the half. Brown City on offense.
Coming back towards this way. Cooper's going to throw it. And he has an intended target. And we're going to have a flag on the play as the defensive back got there a little too soon.
I don't know. He had his hand up to I think he hit too high, but his helmet hit his helmet. It wasn't intended. His head was turned looking at the ball. Mm-hmm. He had his hand up to slap away the pass, so I don't know what.
He got tangled up with him, too, a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, I mean, it was just incidental there. Yeah. He was looking at the ball there, Mike. I don't know. So that's pass interference in Brown City's favor.
Yep.
And Brown City fans, you settle down out there. I'm just calling it like what I saw there. So I thought it was just a good defensive play.
I mean, to be fair, the wide receiver ended up on the ground, yeah. So there was some kind of contact.
There was a contact right to the helmet on the upper body, so that might be a big no-no, too, incidental.
Yeah.
Because his head was turned looking at the ball, yep. The defender was. So 48 seconds, but luckily everybody's both okay. So mm-hmm.
We're going to wing left and wing right.
So that ball moves up to about the 47-yard line.
Their side of the field still for Brown City, and they're going to hand off. Number two gets across midfield. And that's Mulholland, right?
That's number two. There's a couple of Mulhollands. K-line, Mulholland. As an L K-line.
You're right. K-line, Mulholland. And they're going to be right up there again.
But he was tackled inbounds, so the clock is running down to 30 seconds right now. And they got to hurry up here. Second down and five on this play after the game of five into Carson City territory. Lawson Cooper.
Rolls out to his left, and he's going to fire down the sideline. Just throws it out of bounds. Stops the clock.
Right, good job there. 22 seconds to go here in the half. He'll bring up a third down and five. As Brown City is in Carson City, Crystal Eagles territory at about the 48-yard line.
Trying to get another score before halftime. As you say, they're all tied up.
Well, both 14, teams had 14. Opportunities. The Eagles were down pretty far there, but it was a fourth down in one situation there.
Brown City will receive the second half kickoff. So second down and five now. They moved into the Eagle territory.
I was wondering if the moon would come up because it would be a hunter's moon.
Ooh.
Around 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern time tomorrow. But you might see it tonight, bright, okay. If it stays clear.
Fakes a handoff. Cooper's going to keep it right up the middle. Beautiful play design. He's on his feet. In and out, on his feet, past the 40 to 35 before he's finally brought down.
Yeah, he had a couple good stiff arms there. Finally, to bring him down was number two at the end of that play. Riley Strong for Carson City Crystal. 12 seconds to go here. The clock will stop momentarily as they get the down marker set up. And that ball will go down to about the 35-yard line on that big running play. They're down to 5 seconds, 4 seconds. And they finally call a timeout. That timeout should have been called even earlier
yeah.
There. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. So, Mikey, you could have had two plays here had the timeout been called earlier. You're down to 4 seconds here. We'll
yeah.
See what the official's going to say. But, you know, also it's a player's awareness and responsibility also on the field, right?
Yeah, oh, it is. It can be, absolutely.
Right now the officials are talking to the coaches here on the sideline. But this is probably the last play of this
they
first
did.
Half.
They put 12
right.
Seconds on there.
They actually put more than I thought because I thought it was 10 seconds left. So now there's 12 seconds on the clock. Time for two plays. You can't take too much time back there because you know Eagles could blitz or yep. Have a spy on Cooper.
We're going to have a slot left. Cooper's in the shotgun.
And the Eagles have intercepted once already.
Cooper.
And they're being chased down.
Flag on the play, though. Cooper throws down his near sideline. That goes incomplete.
That's probably going to be a holding play there
yep.
On Brown City. So.
It is holding on the offense, so back them up. Going in the opposite direction.
And that play's got to be a little bit quicker.
Mm-hmm.
That one took a little bit too much time to develop, though. So. Listen to me.
Look at you.
I suffered my first fantasy football loss to a one-win team.
Yeah, you did.
Kind of hard to beat Patrick Mahomes on a good night.
Oh, you lost to Ashley.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
She does have the Kelsey and Mahomes stack.
Yeah, no matter what I did with my – and, yeah, he had a good game. No matter what I did in my fantasy football team, yeah, just couldn't beat her. So.
But still in first place.
Hanging in there.
Hanging in there. Hanging tough.
Here we go. Could be the last play of the first half. It's 14-14 all tied up. 6 seconds to go.
Cooper's going back to pass. He's going to go down that far sideline, and he has a man, number 33, at 1 second before going out of bounds.
Did he go out of bounds?
He went out of bounds. They stopped
him.
Wow.
Number 23 down. Big pass play. Gets down to a second down and maybe about 2 or 3 yards. So that ball will be down to about the – You got to hurry up. You're not set. And he will whistle the play. Went out of bounds. Okay, he did. So the clock will stop. Gets a snap. Looks down the field. Got to throw it to the end zone. They'll throw it up in the end zone. Number 23 right there and intercepted. He'll try to return it, but he'll be brought down finally, I believe.
On his feet still, trying to get everything
on
his
feet. And he got away.
Away from the pile.
He did not get brought down, and he'll slide. He could have just took off to the end zone, apparently. And he'll slide down. Intercepted, and number 23 was almost open, but the defender got in front of him. That's where number 23's got to fight for the ball. He's got to come to the ball there, Mikey.
Yes, sir.
And not wait for it.
Nope. Because the only buddy who had a shot on that one was the defender.
However, it's 14-14. Good job by the Carson City Crystal Eagles defending that play, getting in front of the offensive player there. Ball would have been caught right around the two-yard line. Could have maybe fought to get into the end zone.
It was close, 2 or 1 yard line where it was intercepted.
Exciting game. We started off in the first play with a kickoff return for a touchdown by the Eagles of Carson City Crystal. And they led at 1-14-0. It's 14-14 all tied up. We'll be right back. Our halftime report plus our MHSAA This Week in High School Sports. We'll have your halftime stat report and other scores from around the area. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. It's 14-14 all tied up. The MHSAA High School A-Player Football Division I Region Semifinal 14-14 between Brown City and Carson City Crystal. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back here on WBGV at the half. It's 14-14 with Brown City Green Devils hosting the Carson City Crystal Eagles. In our coverage here, some other scores around the area. The other semifinal in this region of eight-player football Division I, it is Kingston leading Merrill at the half 30-0. Some other scores in our 11-player football coverage, our Stanley Broadcasting coverage. Croswell Lexington leading Harper Woods 13-6 at the half, Mikey.
There's a good game.
At the half, Millington, soon to come to the Big Thumb Conference come next season. They are leading the Lakers 13-0. Not
bad. I
know.
We got some good games these first rounds so
far.
At
the half, Harbor Beach, this game on WTGV 97.7 FM, a simulcast from Thumb Targeter Sports Channel 1. It's Harbor Beach leading Marlette 15-0. And Cass City and Sandusky at the half, 0-0 in that game.
A barn burner. You like defense, there it is.
You're alma mater there.
Yeah.
At Sandusky, so.
We didn't make playoffs back when I played.
We are at the half. Brown City, Carson City, Crystal, tied up, 14-14. We'll be right back after the MHSAA This Week in High School Sports. All right, once again, it's 14-14 all tied up between Brown City and Carson City, Crystal. 14-14 at the half. You know, I want to note some here. Mm-hmm. Really cool that Carson City Crystal Eagles brought their fantastic high school band here. Brown City's band out here, and they're all watching each other. Brown City coming over to the Carson City Crystal side to watch them. Mm-hmm. And the Eagles did it the same thing on this side. And some great sportsmanship.
Yeah.
High school band-wise.
Yeah, I wonder if it's playoffs. Everybody gets a chance to throw their band.
Yeah, very cool. And they went all out. I see some tubas, some drums out there. You even got a flag crew out there. So very cool. I want to make that note also here today for high school playoff action. 14-14 at the half between Brown City and Carson City Crystal. We'll be right back. Time now for This Week in High School Sports. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. For the MHSAA High School Playoffs Division I in our region of the state semifinals of the Region 3-1 semifinal Division I. It's all tied up 14-14 between Carson City Crystal Eagles and the Brown City Green Devils. Our halftime stat report, it's 14-14 all. Mikey Smith here will get that added up. Some other scores that came in. Deckerville in Division II 8-player football leading Morris 26-18 that game on Channel 2. At thumbtogether.com. Other scores, once again, a repeat. Harbor Beach leading Marlette. That game on WTGV 97.7 FM with the simulcast of Thumbtogether Sports. 15-0, Harbor Beach leads. At the half, Millington leading the Elkton Pitchamee Port Lakers 13-0. Croswell Lexington leading Harper Woods 13-6. And the other semifinal of this region, Division I, 8-player football, Kingston leading Merrill 30-0. It's 14-14 all tied up here with Brown City, Carson City Crystal. Here's Mikey Smith.
Thank you, Eddie. You say the score all tied up at 14-14. Wait till you hear the stats. They are definitely far apart. And all thanks to that will be the opening kickoff return for a touchdown is the difference. Ooh. We'll start with the visiting Carson City Crystal Eagles. They have 12 carries for only 16 yards. 12 for 16 yards on the ground. All
really?
Unofficially, yes.
Wow.
That's what I said. Wait till you see these numbers. 7 passes completed out of 11 attempted for 80 yards. They have more through the air than they have on the ground. That's 12 rushes for 16 yards rushing, 7 completions for 80 yards through the air. But special teams is the big difference. So 96 total yards, not including the special teams, for just offensive yardage. 96 total yards of offense. Add on that the 84-yard kickoff return for touchdown. For Carson City Crystal, their leading rusher will be the quarterback. And that'll be, where's he at? Gavin Reeder, 7 carries, minus 4 yards. Another one will be their 13. That's Landon Vandervloot. We're going to be 3 carries for 9 yards. All 7 completions will, a couple of players with 2 completions each, 20 yards. And that'll be number 8 and number 4. That'll be Owen Penoyer. And then number 4 and 8, that's Hunter Doolittle, also with 20 yards. 2 catches for 29 yards for number 12. So they're going to throw the ball around. That's Grayson Ackles, who had the kickoff return for touchdown early on. So there you are for Carson City Crystal side. That's going to be 96 total yards. That's 16 on the ground, 80 through the air over on Brown City side.
And by the way,
yep,
3 defensive turnovers, a fumble recovery, and 2 interceptions, 1 ending a half and 1 in the end zone on 3rd down and 5 for Brown City.
You got those notes.
All right.
Over for Brown City. 23 carries, 146 yards on the ground. That'll be Cooper, the quarterback, leading rusher, 9 carries, 53 yards. That's going to be 5.89 average. He has 3 of 9. That's 3 completed for 101 yards through the air out of 9 attempted.
How many?
Ooh. 3 out of 9 for 101.
Dang.
And that's going to be 2 completed to number 23. Is that Connor Vandenberg?
Well, of course, that was the big 74-yard.
Number 16 with the big 74-yard. Yeah. Yeah, 1 catch for 74 yards. That's going to be number 16. Where is he at? That's Brian Mulholland.
Yeah.
And the other one, 2 catches for Vandenberg for 27 yards. So I had for Brown City, 247 yards of offense. That's going to be 146 through the air, 101 through the air, 146 on the ground. So only have 30, almost 30 plays of offense for Brown City.
Okay, and they have turned the ball over 3 times, a fumble, which Carson City Crystal did capitalize on and scored on. Threw an interception in the end zone, 5 yards out, and then another interception at the end of the half here. We'll get ready here for the second half. 14-14 all tied up. It is Brown City tied up with Carson City Crystal. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. All right, welcome back. We're getting ready here for the second half. 14-14 all tied up.
Brown City will receive the second half kickoff.
We'll see if they can get a kickoff return for a touchdown in the first play of a half.
I don't think they're going to kick it deep to give them the opportunity.
Mikey Smith with me.
Yeah.
Since week 1, I don't think you missed a week this year. You've
Not
been at
this
every
year.
Game with me this
there
time.
There we go.
And he goes to work.
And then we go do
night shift.
Yeah, we do 10 hours usually or 8 hours in the evening. Ugh. That's right.
I forgot to keep track of the possession times here, so I'll do it in the second half. So
kicking off from their own 40. It's going to be a deep kick running up, and it'll be returned from the 15 with a head of steam. That'll be, is that number 2 or 7? Number 2.
That was...
That's Kaline Mulholland, the freshman.
So a good field position to start off. Not bad.
Not bad. From their own 35-yard line, they will have 1st and 10.
He brought that out from about the 20-yard line, too.
Yep.
He was brought down around the neck there, but a good stop there by the Eagles of Carson City Crystal.
They've now had 6 ball carriers for Brown City.
Mm,
2 pass catchers, yeah.
And they are moving from right to left on your radio dial.
Thank you again to the athletic department here in Brown City for hosting us this round 1 of the playoffs.
Give us our own radio booth here.
Yeah. Special. Wing left, wing right for Brown City. 1st and 10 from their own 35. Cooper's going to fake the handoff, keep himself up the middle. He'll get a chunk play on that, positive yards.
Number 2 and number 13 with a tackle for Carson City Crystal. That is Riley Strawn and Landon Vandervloot.
Give him 5 solid yards on that run. 1st down run. 2nd down and 5 now.
Goes to around the 41-yard line for the Brown City Green Devils. First series of offense. Started off at the 35.
Tied all, 14-14, just under a half minute started here in the third quarter. Same formation for the Green Devils. It'll be a quick pitch from the right half back, and he's going to get it pretty much wrapped up after a gain of a couple. Shy of that first down marker.
Number 22 for the carry.
22, that's going to be Warhol with the carry, Ethan.
And then also Riley Strom with a tackle. And the other number 22 participating, that Sebastian Devereaux. Ball will be brought up to about the 44-yard line.
And they will have a very manageable one, a third down and one for Brown City. Their side of the field still, Eddie.
14-14, if you're just joining us for the second half, it's all tied up between Brown City Green Devils and the Carson City Crystal Eagles. Quite a drive for them to get here.
14-14, this is eight-player game, and it's a 14-14 score. That is unusual. Tight formation for the Green Devil offense as they have third and one from the 45, and they're going to be brought down.
I'll give credit to the initial grab slowdown on that play. Number 69.
Ryan Binkley Potts with the carry. Did he get anything?
Brendan Doherty was able to reach his arm out and just slow him down right away. He's a big kid up front there, that nose tackle. Able to reach up, and he got plenty of help from three other Carson City Crystal Eagle players also slow him down. So, yeah, I only got a half yard, Mikey.
Yep.
And that was on third down in a makeable one, but a great stop there by the defensive nose tackle. Here we go. Fourth and short, going for it. Very risky. Can he get in? And he does.
Cooper on the side. He got a lead blocker in front of him on his feet still. Past the midfield mark inside the 45 to almost the 40.
So that was from about near the 45 in Brown City territory.
He just had to get to the outside, Eddie.
And bringing him down with that big run on fourth down at about a half yard was Jaden Powers to finish the tackle there on the ball carry. That was Cooper?
Cooper was 13 yards.
Down to about the 42-yard line in Carson City Crystal Eagle territory.
Yeah,
we're down to 9:40.
Cooper had basically seven players lead blocking for him.
In the third quarter, so a good time-consuming drive so far.
That's what's needed. Your best defense is an offense that stays on the field.
14-14, all tied up. Quite a battle between these two teams.
Wing left, wing right. Potts is going to go in motion. Fakes a handoff to Potts. Cooper's rolling back. Looks to pass, but he goes off on his feet. Tripped up.
Yeah, tripped up by number 9. Isa Kervan, the sophomore, and the backup quarterback.
He's
the linebacker here. Only about a yard gained on that one. Down to about the 41-yard line.
Give him two on that.
Yeah.
For Cooper.
40 and a half.
He is their leading ball carrier.
So great grab there. Yeah, had he slipped away, he would have gained another 10 yards easy.
Yeah.
So good job on number 9.
Shoestring tackle made by the defense.
Isa Kervan. Coming down to 8:45.
Second and 8 now from the 40 as the Eagles on the Eagles side of the field. Gonna be a quick pitch getting around that right side. You see the ball carrier?
Ryan Binkley Potts.
He's gonna get a little bit, not much though.
Yeah, gets down to around the 40-yard line on that play.
Give him one.
Good job pursuit by the defense of Carson City Crystal. Number 13 racing over there. And that was Landon Vanderluck.
Yep, as they were sliding down, covering.
That was to the right side too.
Yep, going to the far sideline, the visitor sideline. Brown City will come back up the line as they face a 3rd and 17. Clock rolls along at 8:04 here in the third quarter.
I know in the forecast they projected some rain, and we don't have any of that right now.
Not at all. Maybe overnight, hopefully. Wing's going to go in motion, fakes to him, and then Cooper's wrapped up in the backfield.
This time they didn't bite on that play.
No,
they
didn't.
On that fake. Number 58 and number 59 penetrating with a sack on that play. Ethan Hoffman with that tackle.
Tackle for loss.
And that brings that ball back around the 40 and a half yard line. Still in Carson City Crystal territory, but it's a long fourth down and 9-plus yards.
Okay. Maybe give him a negative two on that.
7:25 to go here in the third quarter. 14-14. Fourth down and a long nine.
They're going to go for it on this.
Oh, Mikey, it's at the 41.
Yep. Score's tied up. 14-14. Looks like they are going to go into that formation. That is the go-ahead, go-for-it formation. We're going to have a flag on the play.
It's a delay of game.
Delay on the offense.
Unbelievable. He's asking, did the official do the hand count or not?
Huh.
Hmm.
They're going to call it either way.
So Coach Aaron Cooper's asking, where's the hand count? But, you know.
What would take care of this is play clocks in the end zones.
Well, they do have a program where you can buy them, I think.
Yeah.
I've seen some games, play clocks being set up. So.
BWAC is starting to get them across a lot of their schools. Yeah. And it's just another tool to help to make sure everybody's on the same page.
What they do, they put them at the ends of the field.
Yep, in the end zones, towards the end by the track. So they had fourth and nine.
Fourth and 14 because of the five-yard penalty.
Yep, the penalty now is fourth and 14.
Cooper will keep it. This is a long fourth down to make. He ain't going to make too much of it. Number 17 to pull him out of bounds. Turnover on downs. He was pretty close, though. Good gain of about maybe 10 yards in that play. And it's a turnover and downs. That drive has been stymied. Carson City Crystal takes over. It's 14-14 on their first series of offense. Offense will be right back. Ooh. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5. The first play of completion. Good comeback there by number 12 to come back to the ball. Grayson Ackles in a first down at midfield, the 50-yard line from the 36. I believe so. A gain of about 14 yards in that play.
Yep. Ackles seen his quarterback rolling out to the right, too near him, so he came back towards him, picked up a first down ball at the midfield mark.
Great first down pickup.
Handoff to 13, the lead back, as he's going to get past the line of scrimmage before he's brought down. That Vanderluck would get that carry.
Landon Vanderluck.
Vanderluck. With a 2-yard carry.
Right?
Yes.
Vanderluck.
There is a V in there, a second V.
It's a fantastic name.
It is.
I love those names. All right.
2 yards on it.
Yeah, it's into Brown City territory on the 48-yard line.
And they'll have second down and 8 now. Receiver on the left. Vanderluck on the left hip of the quarterback.
With a man in motion.
He's going to quick pitch around the left side to Vanderluck, and he's going to try getting some more on that.
Brought down with a tackle. Swinging him down is Brian Mulholland, number 16, with a tackle for Brown City.
We just went under halfway through this third quarter.
Just like that. This is the first series of offense for Carson City Crystal, where they started off at their own 36-yard line after the turnover on downs.
We'll give him 2 yards on that carry to the main back.
It's like we have a split wide receivers. Maybe one on the far left and a tight end at the end there.
Yep.
And you have two wide receivers on the right.
We're going to have a slot right. Vanderluck is going to be the left.
He's all by himself
split
in the back.
Split wide. Reader is going to be in the shotgun. Bobbles the ball
Brown
on the
City
ground.
Brown City has it.
Fumble recovery. Who got that?
Brian Mulholland, number 16. After the bobble snap, number 16, Brian Mulholland recovers it at the 50 or 49-yard line.
Wow. There you
14-14. We have a lot of turnovers in this game and critical ones now in the second half.
It's not wet. The ball's not wet, Eddie. You going to stay right here?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, ball's not wet. There's no rain out there. Just two good teams capitalizing on missed opportunities. It was a shotgun snap, so the ball just a dribbler across the ground.
Marine City leading 14-7 against Richmond at the end of the first quarter. Here we go. Next play here, Brown City getting the ball back.
From the 50-yard line, first and 10. That's going to be Potts with the carry. Give him maybe 1 yard on that. Give him 1 yard, and he'll have second down and 9. Ball moves to the 49, and they are into Eagle territory. That is Carson City Crystal Eagle territory.
So at the 49, right? Brown City
yes,
took
sir.
Over.
No, at the 50 they took over, gave him a 1 yard carry down to the 49 now.
Number 16, Brian Mulholland.
With the fumble recovery. I did write that down as well. We're gonna have wing on the left, wing on the right. Right wing's gonna go in motion. Quick pitch around the left end. Trying to get his feet under him, and he does. That'll be Worrell, Ethan Worrell with the nice carry.
The time on that happened around the 5-minute mark?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it was, right about 5:02.
All right, another good chunk of a play, a couple yards there.
Mm-hmm. That was Ethan Worrell with the carry. He had second and 9, now he has third and 4, giving 5 yards on that carry. And they are moving along now, same formation again. That's going to be Helpert up tight. Fakes a handoff. Cooper keeps it up the middle. Trying to juke and jive right through the middle of that defense. And he needed four, and he got it. First down, Green Devils.
That's a big first down because last time they had trouble getting it. And the running game, very effective for Brown City so far here in the second half, and especially in the first half. So
took it from
you wouldn't
43.
Think it would have been, but it was. So
6 yard carry for the quarterback keep. That's 15 rushing attempts for Cooper, the Brown City quarterback. First and 10 now from the 37 as they are driving deeper into Carson City Crystal territory. 3:33 on the clock, 14-14. Still no score here in the second half. And we're going to have Cooper rolling around the right side near that sideline, the far sideline, that is. Second and 10, he took it from the 37. Give him 2 yards on that. Stop the clock.
Well, it is the third quarter, 14-14, all tied up. Brown City, if you're just joining us again, got possession after recovering a fumble, a bobbled snap there in the shotgun by Gavin Reeder.
There's two high-powered offenses. We have 3 minutes and 20 seconds to go in this third quarter, and we still have no score in the third quarter.
Ball is placed at about the 36-yard line. Second down and a long eight for Brown City. And Carson City Crystal side of the field.
They are. We're going to have wing left and wing right. Cooper's under center tight, looking for the snap. Quick pitch coming back this way from the right wing. And that's going to be Worrell again. Nice run. He's going to be near that first down marker. He needed eight.
Brought down also by number 22 and number 2 participating, Riley Strawn. Finishing tackle, Sebastian Devereaux, but Riley Strawn wrapped him up. After that, good run by Brown City. Ball inside the 30. 2:56 to go and counting. Third down and 2.
So give him 6 yards on that carry for Ethan Worrell.
Timeout in the field by officials.
Official timeout. They need to talk to find out which Applebee's they're going to after this
game. Oh, they're actually going to measure this.
Are they?
Okay, yeah, because the ball looks like near the first down marker, so they're going to measure that.
It's a lot closer than third down and 2 if they're going to measure it.
Okay, we'll be right back. Welcome back. They're short by a nose, Mikey.
Yeah, so it's going to be third down and less than 1. They measure that. And we're going to have Cooper hand it to Albert, trying to get her on the right side. Tripped up, though.
I don't think he's going to get it.
No, he didn't.
That's number 30, actually, with a carry.
That's going to be Halper, yeah, number 30 on the carry. Ryer Halbert.
And did he get it?
He did not.
Well, though, are they going to measure again? Because he moved forward.
He was tripped
up. The ball
up.
Moved. It was only by a nose, so are they asking for a measurement again?
Well, he was tripped up in the backfield, so.
So, we're a little confused. I know the coaches from Brown City from the sideline are kind of yapping at the officials right now.
Yeah, but I say if it was fourth and one, and he got tripped up in the backfield.
Okay, so you lost some yards.
Yeah, right? He's going to lose a yard at least on that.
The officials are talking here. What are they talking about?
I don't know. Like they said, well, what Applebee's we going to do after this?
Oh, come on! All right, fourth down and a long one, Mikey. This ball is placed at the 34.5-yard line. A loss of yards, great hit in the backfield by Carson City Crystal. I do believe that was number 13, Landon Vandervliet.
Yeah, with that stop. And they're going to have it. You said fourth and one as they had third down and a half a yard. This one, they're going to go back same play. Trying to get her on the right side. Halbert on his feet. No, that's Worrell on his feet still.
He broke a tackle. He goes inside the 10-yard line.
There you go.
He broke that tackle at the 30-yard line and then got across for the first down, Mikey, and then took off down the left sideline.
That's Ethan Worrell with the big carry from the 28 down to the 6.
So many key contributors in the backfield, and that was a huge fourth down and a long one situation for Brown City to get into the red hot zone now at the 6-yard line, 6 or 7-yard line for that carry from the 31 down to the 6.
I'm going
to
give him 19 on that. Give him 18, actually, unofficially.
That was from the 31 to the 6.
First and goal at the 6. Coming back this way. That's
number
Ethan Worrell.
Did he cross the plane? And he does. He crosses the plane, just diving and crossing the goal line. And Brown City has taken the first lead of the game. Or did they call it or not?
One guy called it.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Is it penalty on the offense?
Take that touchdown away. There was a flag apparently illegal shift?
Illegal shift on the offense. That'd be too many men moving at the same time.
So one official called the touchdown. The one in the backfield says, nope, we're negating that. No touchdown.
Back him up.
Calm down, Eddie.
Ooh.
Pull back on your excitement.
You got excited. Okay.
1:32 to go here in the third quarter. Still 14-14. So some key penalties here.
It'd be first and goal now from about the 11-yard line. First and goal from the 11 after the penalty.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to have, what is that, 1:32 on the board. 14-14, trying to get around the right edge is Potts, and he's not going to get anywhere.
Bringing him down was number five. That was with the tackle by Jaden Powers. Good job by Landon Vandervluck, kind of disrupting the blocker up the field there.
Yep.
He went to the right side, and really no gain on that, maybe just a yard.
Give him a yard on that.
But the ball's actually placed at the 11. I don't know. I think he had a gain at all, so. Yeah. Coming down to under a minute, Mikey, in the third quarter, 14-14 right now.
They need everything for this Green Devils offense. Man in motion will be the right wing. Fakes a handoff.
Pass.
Cooper's going to look to the end zone, and he overthrows his man.
Well, there was double coverage on him.
He was in double coverage. The only buddy on the opportunity on that would have been the defender again.
Double coverage the whole way.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Intended to number 25, incomplete to the left side. That's Nick DeBono. We mentioned him earlier about some of these key receivers later in a game.
Mm-hmm. They have offensive weapons all over the place.
49 seconds to go. The clock will stop. Ball is at the 11-yard line. Looks like Ben Miller's here.
It is.
He's actually attended an eight-player game.
He is. I seen him as I was coming in. And then, never mind.
Okay, 49 seconds to go. Third down and 10 after the incomplete pass.
Go back to that same formation again for the Green Devil offense. Cooper's going to keep it with the lead blockers in front of him. He is hard charging on his feet, but going nowhere. Credit goes that defense.
Yeah, number
for the
five
Eagles.
And number 58 once again. That is Ethan Hoffman and number five, Jaden Powers with the tackle and stop. He got a couple yards to about the 9 or 8 yard line.
Give him one.
Fourth down and goal. Fourth down and 9. They have to get to the end zone here, or will they bring in a kicker? Do they have a kicker?
I don't think so. They have somebody kick off, but I don't think there's a field goal. You're talking field goals?
Why not
is right.
I've seen it in the playoffs, so you need it.
Right.
Harbor Beach has a kicker. Ubley has a pretty good kicker.
Yep.
But they're going to go for a play on offense.
They spread them wide. Put two receivers to the left. Cooper's in the shotgun. Drops back to pass. Looks to his left, and he has a man in his hands. Touchdown! Green Devils
right at the pylon. Nick DeBono gets a second chance into the left corner on fourth down and goal from the 9-yard line. Touchdown. Brown City Green Devils 20-14 right at the end of the third quarter.
Wow. There you go. 9-yard touchdown pitch and catch from Cooper to DeBono. Let's see what this extra point attempt is going to be. Coming up, and it's going to be a quick pitch coming back right up the middle. On his feet still, pushing. 2 points are good. Is that Ethan Worrell with it?
We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. The Brown City Green Devils take their first lead of the game, 22-14 by 8. We'll be right back. That's firework. End of the third quarter. Brown City leading 22-14. Nick DeBono. And here we go with a kickoff return from the 5-yard line. Number 12 with a return brought down around the 19-yard line as Carson City Crystal will be back here on offense. Mulholland with the tackle, who had a turnover recovery defensively. And Brown City leads 22-14, if you're just joining us.
That was Grayson Ackles with the little kick return. Remember, he started off the game with the opening kickoff return for touchdown.
Two-point run was good by?
It was good by Ethan Worrell, number 22. We have 11:53 to go in this game, and we had an awesome one tonight.
Starting off the fourth quarter, a battle between these two teams. A great game so far.
22 for Brown City, 14 for Carson City Crystal. First and 10 at their own 20 for the Eagles. Reeders back to pass. Rolls out to his right, looking at the sideline. Hits his home visitor sideline.
That to number four. That's Owen Penoyer from Reeder.
Complete.
So it's ball at the 20-yard line, 21-yard line, actually.
Oh, they do call a pass completed.
Oh, yeah, he caught it, yeah. To the 26-yard line. That was from the 20 for a 6-yard reception. And we have a hurt player for Brown City cramping up. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5. Incomplete. He was wide open. Came back to the ball at the 40-yard line. Would have had 10 extra yards after the first down. Incomplete. Falls out of his hands at number four, Owen Penoyer. Down to the right sideline.
I expect a lot of passing in this last 11 minutes and 42 seconds.
Oh, yeah, and we're in the fourth quarter. And if you're just joining us, Brown City scored right at the end of the third with no time on the clock. A 9 yards on fourth and goal. Nick DeBona with a 9-yard reception. All 9 yards with Yak after the catch.
Mm-hmm.
With a pass from Lawson Cooper. 2-point run good by Ethan Morrow. It's 22-14. Quite a battle between these two teams.
Week 10.
Why did you back him up for?
Have we had a penalty?
It looks like on...
On the offense.
Yeah. On Carson City Crystal.
So we're going to have a receiver left and right for Carson City. After the penalty, it'll be second down and 9 now. Ball's at the 20.
Don't quote me. I think it might have been a false start. So.
Okay. On the offense. Man in motion will be the right wide receiver. He's going to be into the flat across the middle. Completed at the 40.
That is number 13. Brought down by number 22, Ethan Worrell. The reception to Landon Vandervelak. And that was from the 21 down to about the 44-yard line, a gain of 23 yards, I believe.
Big, big play.
Did I do my math right this time?
I think so. I'm going to double check on your math. Sounds about right. Yep. Call it 23, unofficially. And that was a laser across the middle. Gavin Reeder has an arm on him. Throwing missiles. Taking all the time that they have here. 11-11 to go in this game. First and 10 from their own 43. Reeder's going to have heavy pressure. Tries to get her on the left side. And these balls on the ground.
But that fumble was last touched by Brown City. But he did not maintain possession in bounds. So the ball goes out of bounds. And I do believe it will be Carson City Crystal ball. But
it will.
They get credit for the first down. Even though he fumbled it at the 50.
Fumbled it forward.
Last touch by Brown City.
Timeout for the official. Now, the defender can recover the ball at any point. If his body is out of bounds, it's automatically a dead ball.
Okay.
Well, they're going to measure this one. First down.
Okay.
After the fumble forward.
Okay, so it maintains.
They do.
Eagles ball.
Eagles keep the ball, first and 10. Now they are into Green Devil territory on the Brown City 43 or 46-yard line. 11 minutes even on this clock. 22 for Brown City, 14 for Carson City Crystal. This is pre-regional action, an 8-player. Standing right on the 50 in the shotgun is Reeder. Going to hand off to Vandercluck. He's going to have a wide open hole on the right side.
Lawson Cooper stopping him just before he gains the first down. Number 13, Landon Vandervelak. And this time they're starting to run the ball a little bit more here in this series.
Really have been opening some plays.
That goes down to close to the first down marker. Be sure by a yard. Be second and one. That was a gain from the 46-yard line. So a gain of 9 yards in that play, down to about the 36-37.
Back on the ground again with a lead blocker in front of him. It's a first down Eagles.
From the 37, another big first down. Gets down to about the 32-yard line. Got more than he needed. So again, about 5 yards in that one, four or five yards. Yep. The carry by?
Again, back to the main back. That's Landon Vandervluck.
First and 10. Ball will be at about the 32, 33-yard line.
And they're taking their time as they mosey down. They don't want Brown City on the field again.
And Brown City territory, by the way, for the Carson City Crystal Eagles. Mm.
Reader's going to back two pass to the right flat. Almost intercepted. Ethan Worrell had a line on it.
He had intended for number 12, Grayson Ackles, down to the right sideline. Number 22 for the tackle to, well, not really a tackle, but to defend at Ethan Worrell.
Great pass breakup.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yep. 9:42 to go here in the game. Fourth quarter, 22-14. Brown City leads. That's the only score of the second half. Great battle right now.
Mm-hmm. Both defenses coming up tough, hanging tough.
14-0, Cass City leads.
Second and 10 after the incomplete pass. Reader's in the shotgun by himself as he has a slot right to the man across the slant.
He caught it. He got some yards, but a good hit by Lawson Cooper, the number 8, who got the reception, Hunter Doolittle. So a gain maybe about a yard on that pass, down to about the 30-and-a-half-yard line.
You're going to give him 2 yards on that.
9:20 and counting, Mike Eaton. 22-14. Carson City Crystal Eagles in Brown City territory. All 14 points scored in the first quarter for Carson City Crystal.
In the shotgun, looking for the snap. He's going to go throw down his far sideline. Flag on the play, though, as it goes over top of the heads of everybody. Incomplete. Let's see what the flag is on.
Was he hanging onto a shirt behind him?
May have been. We'll see.
That was intended with the speed. There was three defenders, but somebody might have grabbed the back of the shirt. We'll see. I do believe, turn, so I can see your number. Intended for number 13, Landon Vandervluck.
Holding on the defense.
Yep. Grab that shirt from behind. Yep. The speed of Landon out there really got him down there pretty quick. He was acting as a running back slash wide receiver on that play.
Yeah, Landon has been worked out to the left, their left wing, most of the night.
It's kind of like a Christian McCaffrey.
It is. Oh, boy, I like that guy on my dynasty team.
Ball at the 20-yard line after the penalty, so it'll be an automatic first down. Ball at the 20, now at the red zone. For Carson City Crystal. They're down 22-14 here in the fourth quarter with 9 minutes to go.
Reader in the shotgun, hands off to the main back, number 13. He's wrapped up pretty quickly, though, at the line of scrimmage.
That's with the tackle.
Vandervluck with the carry.
I think Ethan Worrell must be assigned to him or something.
Yeah,
and number 23 also.
Shadow him with whatever you can do.
Connor Vandenberg and Ethan Worrell.
Give him zero on that carry.
Clock will run, 8:40 to go here in the final frame. Fourth quarter, 22-14. Brown City leads. Carson City Crystal in the red zone. No gain in that play. Second down and 10 at the 20 for the Eagles of Carson City Crystal.
Reader standing right on his 25-yard line. He throws out to the right flat. Pass completed.
Ryan Binkley-Potts on defense. That pass was complete. Inbounds to number 13, Landon Vandervluck, who is the top offensive output player on this field for Carson City Crystal.
Let me give him 3 on that pitch and catch.
Now we're seeing what he's all about with the receptions and the running, too, on the ground.
I can see that.
8 minutes to go here, if you heard my pregame, which is, I think I did okay on.
You did great.
Third down and 7. Ball at the 18-yard line in the red zone for Carson City Crystal. Getting a play from the sideline from Coach Schwarr.
They're going to have a slot right. Reader's going to look right. Back to the cross, the middle.
Intercepted!
That's going to be 23. He was waiting for it. He knew what was coming.
Connor Vandenberg.
They've been running that slant.
Read the eyes of the quarterback. Got in front of the receiver who were in the end zone. And he intercepts it at the 3-yard line. And Brown City with another turnover in this game. A fumble in the second half by Carson City Crystal, and now the interception. That ball will be brought back down to about the 14-yard line.
I think that was the first turnover interception for Carson City.
They had a fumble, remember?
They had a fumble earlier, didn't they?
In this second half. So Brown City takes over on offense. 7:39 mark. They've had some time-consuming drives after the interception by number 23, Connor Vandenberg.
So the first interception of the night for Carson City. That coming on the 20th passing attempt.
In that series?
No, total on the game.
A toss over up the middle.
First and 10 from the 14, their own 14 for Brown City. You said it, Ethan Worrell with the carry. He's going to go up the middle, trying to burn down this clock. We are 7:24 in this game. 5-yard carry. Brings up a now manageable second down and 5. Ball sits at the 19, their own 19 for Brown City. Shout out to Supervisor Pam and everybody on Midnight Shift going to work. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you for working hard.
Yeah. And we're going to be a tight formation for Brown City. Cooper trying to get around with Lee Blockers. Cuts back up the middle. Breaks one tackle. 30. Steps out of bounds, keeping it safe.
Lawson Cooper. I would have stayed in bounds. You got to stay in bounds, though.
Yeah.
That clock, make that clock run. Yep. So
at least you slide down on a knee. If you slide down to a knee, then you keep the clock running, and you don't have to take the tackle. So from the 19, he took it out for a first down and more. Ball's going to sit at the 33-yard line. First and 10 now for the Green Devils. And they're going to take all the time in the world looking for the back judge to raise his hand. He does. 10 seconds to go on this play. Got to go right up the middle, just keeping it simple now. And it is a rugby scrum for positive yards from their own 33. They move forward. That is the Green Devil offense. I think quarterback kept it again.
Big run there. A key first down pickup, and then another long first down run.
8 yards on that carry. So Cooper is working on his 20th carry of the game for his Brown City offense. We're coming down halfway through this fourth quarter, 6:00 on the clock. Second and 2 from their own 41. That is the Brown City offense. Handoff up the middle, wide open hole. First down at the midfield. He took it from his own 41 up to the midfield mark. Give him 9 yards on that.
All right, Sin, again, if we might put some extra bonus points into the end zone, but down with 5.5 minutes to go here. Ground and pound now for the Brown City Green Devils after the 2 turnovers in the second half for Carson City Crystal. And that was into Brown City territory with those turnovers, the fumble and that last turnover with the interception. So here we go. Defense got to do something here.
And they're right at the midfield with the first down.
Good job by the running game, though, by Brown City.
Going right up the middle on that counter from the left wing.
Gets into Carson City Crystal territory with that play also. Number 80, Ryan Binkley Potts with the carry.
Almost 5 yards. Give him 4, so I'll give him 5 on that carry.
I'll give him 4.
Give him 4? Yeah. All right. So the scoreboard's always been 1 yard ahead.
Second down and a long 6 after that 4-yard gain. 4:45 to go in the game, Mikey, here in the regional semifinal of Division 1. Likely play against Kingston. This will be a home game, so
they're
NCTL Stars Division rivals where they defeated them earlier. But plenty of time left in this game here.
Right.
Anything can happen in this game, so don't count your chickens
before the hatch. And this is, what, an 8-point lead now for Brown City.
Because this Carson City Crystal team can score quick.
They sure can. Try to get on the
Cooper.
Left side. No flag on that play as Cooper's still on his feet.
Lawson Cooper breaks away to the left side, gains another big first down. And moves down the field down to about the 35, 37-yard line. We'll make that the 37-yard line. That's where they place it now.
You going to give them 10 yards on that?
10 or 11.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. Fresh set of downs for the Green Devil offense. Under 4 minutes to go here. Ball sits now at the 36 or 37-yard line of the Eagles' side of the field. Brown City is driving. They'll keep it tight. Wing left, wing right. Cooper's under center looking for the handoff. It's going to go to Worrell, coming back on that left counter. And there gets a positive on it. Not much, but still a positive of three, maybe. Given 3 yards on that. Second down and 7 now. They moved inside the 35 to about the 33. And now second down and 6.
Yeah, there'll be a timeout, and we'll be right back here on WBGV. All right, come back from the timeout. Positive yards now for the Brown City Green Devils. After I scolded them from going out of bounds, Mikey, this time he slid inbounds. But that will be a third down and about 5 there. Lawson Cooper with that carry for Brown City as they are in Carson City Crystal Eagles territory with 3:34 to go there. Clock has stopped because Carson City Crystal called a timeout, but Brown City leading 22-14 will be 3rd and 5 for Brown City. Okay. All right, coming out of that timeout, it was a big first down run. Another one on 3rd down and 5, down to about the 26-yard line. Devereaux with the tackle for Carson City Crystal, but just enough for another first down after a timeout called by the Eagles. Well, 3:10 to go here. It's 22-14, 1st and 10 from the 25 where the Brown City Green Devils leading in this game. The ground game is ground and pound.
It is.
And just taking more time off the clock here, Mikey.
Yeah, Brown City needed 5, and they got 5.5 on that one. For the first down, we'll take all the time in the world. Left wing and white, right wing. Easy for me to say. Worrell's going to get the catch. Quick pitch going inside again. Another chunk play as Worrell has a head of steam going.
Another timeout from Carson City Crystal Eagles. 22-14 with 2:48 to go. Brown City leads. Coming out of the timeout, positive play here rushing-wise. Because if you move forward, you're getting another 1 or 2 yards. It'll be a 3rd down and about 3 yards here. After 2nd down and 4, Brown City leads with 2:38 to go, and I do believe there's no more timeouts left for Carson City Crystal.
It should be it.
It'll be 3rd down and 3. 22-14 is the score. Brown City leads. They got the only score here in the second half so far. And just trying to take time off this clock.
Everything has been on Cooper's shoulders tonight. He has 22 carries, and he has 11 passing attempts.
And you want to see a little bit more urgency here for Carson City Crystal.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, to really zoom in on these plays. And right now they're all bunched up on the line here defensively.
Keeping it tight. Worrell's going to have that carry again. And he'll be first down. Yeah. He needed 3, and he got a whole lot more than that.
All right. And that goes down to about the 22. No, wait. 7. 4. Where is that? 13-yard line, it looks like, after the first down pickup.
Took him about 3 on that. Or, sorry, 7 4. On that.
Yeah. 1:50 to go here in the game.
At this point, you're going to do some kneel downs and take it away.
Yeah, at this point.
Yeah.
There's no timeouts. Now the see if the hand goes up here. They'll come up.
95 seconds to go in this game.
What you'll probably do is run a play and then take knees, unless they're ready to take the knees in victory formation here. And they'll just toss it over. Going up the middle and gets another long pickup.
He's going to be just shy of the goal line.
No, actually, he's at the 7-yard line, Mike.
7? Is he? Okay.
Gain of 7 yards in that play.
Thank you. I got the corner
Did
cut
you
right
see
off.
Who picked it up?
I'm going with Worrell again.
Okay. I think I heard his name. Coming down to under a minute here very soon. Brown City is likely going to get the win here. As you've seen some substitutions here coming in here for Carson City Crystal. And I tell you what, they started off hot.
They did.
With an 84-yard kickoff return. And then they led at one point 14-0. And Brown City coming back, and they'll take the knees here. They're going to win this game 22-14. On second down, they take the knee, and they'll take another one. And Coach Aaron Cooper saying, hey, let's go, crowd. We came back in this down 14-0 to get this win. And they'll take on Kingston, who defeated Merrill 46-6 tonight. That game on WIDL Sports. So Kingston will be coming here next week. Brown City very excited for this comeback win. And they win here as time goes off with 20 seconds left. The win for Brown City, 22-14 over Carson City Crystal Eagles. here on WBJV 92.5 FM. We'll be right back with our post-game reports. Brown City wins 22-14. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. I'm Eddie Fury, along with Mikey Smith. Your final score, Brown City with a comeback win, 22-14 over Carson City Crystal Eagles. They were down 14-0 in the first half, and they come back, score the lone touchdown in the second half. Here's Mikey Smith with your post-game report.
Yep, I'm going to start off with scoring drives and then give you some stats. Start off at the beginning, just a few seconds into the game, an 84-yard kickoff return for a touchdown by Grayson Ackles got his Carson City Crystals team up. Two-point conversion was good, so 8-0 after just a few seconds. There was a fumble right away on Brown City's first offensive possession, the first play, I believe it was. Carson City Crystal immediately capitalized on that at the 8:26 mark in the first quarter. They had a 3-yard touchdown run by their big back. That's going to be number 13, Landon Vandervluch.
Landon Vandervluch.
There it is, Vandervluch.
He was the top offensive output when we did the pregame.
By a mile.
I would say, Gavin Reeder, too. Mm-hmm. Also, those two players. So
3-yard touchdown run by the running back for Carson City Crystal. Two-point was no good. 14-0 was the score. Brown City got on the scoreboard finally in the 3:36 mark of the first quarter. An 8-yard touchdown run by Cooper, the quarterback. Potts with the two-point conversion made the score 14-8 at that point. That was the score at halftime. No, excuse me. At halftime, it was 14-14. So in the second quarter, at the 6:41 mark, a 74-yard touchdown reception from Cooper up to number 16. Where is he? Brian Mulholland. Mulholland with about 50 yards after the catch on that. So it went for 74 total yards. Two-point was no good. 14-14 at halftime. The only score in the second half was a 9-yard touchdown run by Brown City and number 25. That was a 9-yard touchdown reception from Cooper to DeBono. Two-point conversion was good by number 22, Ethan Worrell. That gave a score 22-14, and that's how it finished off. Let's get over to the stats-wise. For the visiting team, 161 total yards. That was 34 rushing, 127 passing, leading rusher with 8 carries for 27 yards, 3.38 average. We've sent him all night. Landon Vandervluch, the senior.
Vandervluch. So you already did the Brown City ones?
Not yet. We're doing visitors first.
Yeah, we're doing visitors first, and then we'll take a break.
So. Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
Yep, and that was the leading rusher, 8 carries for Landon. 12 completions out of 20 attempted for Reader and his Eagles offense. 12 out of 20 for 127 yards. A lot of them with 3 catches. That's 3 catches for number 8, Doolittle. 3 catches for number 4, Penoyer. 3 catches for number 13, that was the back, Landon. And 3 catches for number 12, Grayson Ackles.
I'm just astounded by the rushing yards. And throughout the whole season, they have an average over...
Mm-hmm.
They had 2,068 yards through 8 games that we were able to calculate, averaging 7.3 yards per carry with 282 average per game. And look at him tonight at 34.
I didn't get to see in other games, but I think probably what they had was just a real simple offense that they had dominant 2 or 3 plays.
They had the athletes.
Yeah, and Brown City knew what was coming for them, and they kind of just stopped, and that shut down the run game. Only 17 carries for 34 unofficial yards. So that is the Carson City Crystal side. That was 161 total. That's 34 on the ground, 127 through the air. And we take a quick commercial comeback for the Brown City side.
All right. Final score, 22-14. We're doing a post-game stat report with Mikey Smith. Brown City will take on Kingston, who won 46-6 over Merrill tonight in the other semifinal. We'll be right back here with our post-game report on WBGV 92.5. Brown City over Carson City Crystal, 22-14.
Coming back here, final score again. Brown City with the home win, 22-14 over the Carson City Crystal Eagles. This is the round one playoff action and 8 player. Welcome back, Eddie.
Welcome back.
So for Brown City, 53 carries on the ground, 295 yards rushing. Only 4 completed out of 11 attempts for 110 yards through the air. And that no passing, I guess, in the second half. Nope, no passing at all in the second half. So that 110 was what they had in the first half.
Well, the ground game was really coming along there. So when we last checked, Harper Woods was leading Croswell Lexington. By the way, we'll score an update late in the fourth quarter with 5 minutes left, 20-13.
The only passing was a 9-yard touchdown in the third quarter. So there you go. To end the third quarter was a 9-yard pitch and catch into the end zone. That was the only one that went. That was to DeBono for 9 yards. So on the ground, leading rusher, 22 carries for 121 yards, is the quarterback, Cooper. Right behind him, number 22, Ethan Worrell, 16 carries for 122 yards. So great games by both of them, 121, 122. So they're right even about between Cooper and Worrell. Both coming back too. Cooper, just a junior. Cooper, a sophomore. Worrell, a junior. So 53 carries, 295 yards on the ground. 4 out of 11 through the air, 110 yards passing. That gives 305 total yards for Brown City on the game. There you go. There's your stats.
That's for Brown City, just like that?
Just like that.
Kept it on the ground,
didn't they? Kept on the ground pretty much. Only one pass completed in the second half for that 9-yard touchdown. Everything else on the ground.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was going to say that would be about it.
Now, the key in that second half there, Mikey, the key in the second half was the turnovers. The fumble recovery by number 16, Mulholland, Brian Mulholland, and that was at the five-minute mark there. And then they scored off that later on with a drive at the 49-yard line is where they took off from after the recovery. A 9-yard TD pass, as you said, to Nick DeBono was the key, and then the interception by Connor Vandenberg at the 3-yard line, and that was the key. And that at the 7:39 mark, they kept the ball all the way down. And the time-consuming drive also with the first series of offense, even though it was a turnover on downs, a lot of time used up in that.
Yeah, on the ground, rushing. You said 7:39 mark when that interception happened.
A lot of a series of offenses in the first half. This one, we only had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 series of offense.
Yeah, that sounds about total right with the
for
stats.
Both teams. Yeah. So a great game, a great comeback here.
Yeah.
This is going to be a great topic to talk about on 95.3 in WMIC and 660 for our Sportsline show on Monday with a recap show. So
playoff edition.
Yeah, the playoff edition. And we want to thank everybody for tuning in and always enjoying the show live and also with the replay. So we're going to have a topic on that game and the other games that have taken place here throughout the night for week one. We do have some final scores.
Mm-hmm.
You want to look at those?
I do. Harbor Beach over Marlette 28-0. Cass City over Sandusky 28-0. And Millington over Lakers 35-0. So a lot of one-way games.
Yeah, and I still don't have a final on Croswell-Lexington.
Or the Deckerville?
The Deckerville game, I'm going to check right now. And I still don't have a final yet. It was last checked over at 9:08 p.m. That was up 62-8, but then Deckerville was leading only by a touchdown and two-point conversion, 40-32, with 5 minutes left against Morris.
A lot of points over there.
That's what we know at this point. You can check our Twitter and our Sand Lake Broadcasting website also. We'll be right back with more post-game report here on WBGV 92.5 FM. We'll wrap things up here in just a bit. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Again, Brown City with a win, 22-14. A comeback win over Carson City Crystal Eagles. Brown City will take on Kingston next week in the regional championship final here at Brown City High School. We do not have a time date yet. It has not been fully confirmed yet. But it was Kingston winning earlier tonight, 46-6 over Merrill. A common opponent that Carson City Crystal actually played also. So, all right, so into the regional championship game. We'll let you know what game we are basically covering, and we more than likely will be back here come next week. Again, as Mikey pointed out, some other scores we found out. Harbor Beach over Marlette, 28-0. Cass City defeating Sandusky, 28-0. Millington over Lakers, 35-0 also. And, again, we'll get some other scores posted in later. Still waiting for a final here. For some other games, and still don't see any there, Mikey. So I apologize on the final with Marlette. I mean, with Morris and Deckerville. All right, we'll be right. We're going to wrap things up here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Thanks and shout out to the staff at Sand Lake Broadcasting, Catherine, our Saturday morning gal, who'll be there for Swap Shop on WMIC. Mike Gallagher, the co-host and host of the Sports Line, WMIC Monday Thumb Sports Line, a recap of all the playoff action. They'll be on WMIC, 5:30 p.m. and 95.3 FM, AM 660, and then a replay on our website at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Shout out to Nick, Erica, Bob, and Michelle, and the whole staff at Sand Lake Broadcasting, and of course to Cindy and Tony Burton here for hosting us tonight. Final score, 22-14, the comeback win here for the Brown City Green Devils over the Carson City Crystal Eagles. Moving on to the regional championship game. Thank you for tuning in here on WBGV 92.5 FM for high school football. And by the way, the MHSAA, with our disclaimer here, the broadcast of tonight's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and Sand Lake Broadcasting, WBGV 92.5 FM. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and Sand Lake Broadcasting, WBGV 92.5 FM. You have my permission. You got to ask their permission now. Awesome. Thank you, Mikey Smith.
You're welcome. Thank you, Eddie.
I am Eddie Fury, closing things up here on WBGV. Thank you for tuning in.